The Doobie Brothers, rocking down the highway. Here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC.
That was running down the highway, isn't it?
By what is written in my computer here, it says rocking down the highway. I will
wasn't
look
that
run, it up.
Wasn't that running? Wasn't the name of that? I'm sorry. Now I started a altercation with my producer.
More controversy, Tom.
Oh, I thrive on it.
Listen, if this is the biggest thing we're going to argue about, we got it made.
We're going to chat a little bit with the folks from the Bonita Underground before they play another song for us. They're going to play a song where I think we're going to send Bill Boom should be used to where the subject of the next song. Well, you don't actually cycle through the Bay County Jail. They take you directly to sub basement.
And well, he's on a federal level.
Yeah, my studio is locked and loaded every time I go into it. So I work in the Bat Cave.
Okay. Should we ask Wayne whether or not the tidal surge is going to endanger you in sub basement 3?
I think the groundwater is going to endanger
you. Oh, thanks. Well, you know, I worked up in the ivory tower for about a week or two. And then the bats miss me. And so they demanded that I come back to the Bat Cave, not because of me, but because of the music.
So tell me there, Bonita Underground, little history with, we heard a little bit of history because now we know where the name came from. Tell us a little about your group.
Well, this was actually the brainchild of Sandy Percival, starting out with Don Brown for the most part. It kind of evolved, I guess you could say. It came from Sandy, Don, and then our great bass player, Larry Hayes. They'd gotten together, and Bob and I were sort of an afterthought. We came in, you know, a couple, 3 months afterwards. So
we needed someone who could sing, so we added those two.
But not at 9 o'clock in the morning. There we go again, right? Yeah. So we've been together as a group since the fall of 2015 or so. Our first performance was I think February of 2016 at Little Village is where we started out. So we play at Little Village. We played at Millie's before. In fact, our next gig is at Millie's on November 22nd. It's a famous date. And we played at the place downtown before. We've done certain benefits around town also. A lot of our music is very eclectic. We kind of call it acoustic eclectic. A lot of the music you hear us play, their covers, or as Larry has described before, kind of B-sides of familiar artists and all. And we're trying to get some original music together, which you've heard, two of our songs, and this next one will be an original also. We've actually recorded right here at the Gulf Coast Studios with Dave Schwartz, and the first song, Masselina, we have it mastered now, ready to put down on CD. We want to do about four or five more. And eventually start, you know, scholarship fund or a foundation of sorts for the recording arts school. So that's kind of the direction we're heading right there. You know, we're not out to make big bucks or anything, but we kind of want to spread our love and joy in music, and that's what we're all about.
Right.
Yeah,
it really is therapy for a bunch of us.
But I'm Kurt McCarthy. I'm the Picker and Grinner at the group. We have Bob Kalinda, who's been playing around town and out the beach especially for years. Sandy, who's our ukulele player and female vocalist, she brings the Bonita in Bonita Underground. And she always winces when I say
that. It makes us look good.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. But she's only, believe it or not, she's only been playing, going on 5 years now or so. She has really mastered the ukulele, which is incredible. The venerable Mr. Larry Hayes on the bass guitar. I don't know a better bass player around than Larry.
Good morning, good morning.
Yes, and last but not least, Mr. Don Brown is on the cello this morning along with the S.G. Gibson. You hand him a broomstick, he can play it. He's that good. He plays in the Panama City Pops Orchestra. In fact, tomorrow night they're in concert, and we will be attending that concert as a group to listen to the Panama City Pops.
Cello is his superpower.
Yeah. So that's kind of us in a nutshell. But this next song, Bob kids me here. He says this is a true story about me, but it is a true story. If you can remember the old Bay County Jail when it was on Masselina Bio, the waterfront property, it looked like a waterfront condo, and if you remember,
it was a condo that they never gave you a bill.
Yeah, that's it, right?
It was a big condo, yeah.
Three hots in a cot, you know. That's what it was.
Yeah, but the HOA committee was just horrible.
Yeah, they were terrible, weren't they? Yeah, the dues were incredible. Yeah.
by the way, if you frequent Facebook, there's a Bonita Underground page there
that's
as
right.
well.
Oh, good.
So, can we follow you and you'll post where you're playing so we know
yes,
where to
yes.
go
Absolutely.
See you?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Look us up, Bonita Underground on Facebook, yeah.
Okay.
Well, this song is based on a true story. I went to visit someone at the Bay County Jail one Sunday afternoon. And if you remember back in those days when the Bay County Jail used to be on Massalina Bayou, you see birthday balloons on the bridge, posters, you see girlfriends waving up to the jailhouse. And, you know, and I actually saw this older lady when I was walking home after visiting. I wrote this song in about 30 minutes or so, had most of it in my mind by the time I got home. So it's called Bay County Jail, for lack of a better title. So here we go.
And Trons landed in the Bay County Jail for a minor infraction. He's posted no bail. Three hawks and a cot, it's just as well. He can do his time like a ring and a bell. Your mama don't understand why her boy did fail. Went to Sunday school, learned about heaven and hell. Worked on Candy Corner for just a spell. And in his ass in the Bay County Jail. Mama prays he stay for her boy that's gone astray, living in the big house on St. Andrew's Bay. Antoine's walking out of the Bay County Jail with the St. Joe's Samsonite, his boots and his bell. Now where he's going, no one can tell. Cross that bridge and down that 4th Street trail. Antoine's landed in the Bay County Jail.
Yay!
Bonita Underground.
Thank you guys so much for coming in this morning. You've put a bright spot on what might be a otherwise cloudy day. Can we say that, Wayne?
Well put.
Okay. Yeah, and a lot of local flavor.
Yeah, really. Fantastic. Yes, it's all about us here in 850. So, thank you very much, you guys. Great.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you all coming out this early in the morning.
We're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have our vitamin B of the day.
We will.
Here on the mix.